broadcasting live from the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago, Illinois. For HIMSS 15 Venture Plus Forum, it's This Just In. Now, here's your host, HIT advisor Justin Barnes.
So I know my next guest just sat down, Dan Garrett, principal and leader, health IT practice from PwC.
How are you today?
I'm fantastic.
Good.
I love this. This is a lot of energy here.
So I heard you said 17 years at HIMSS, huh?
Yeah, this is
27.
Oh, really? Congratulations. I like it. Yeah, there's a lot of us. I think there's a lot of people certainly in the 20-year club.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Anyways, I survived 27 years.
I bleed it, so I kind of love it. I think that you do too. So you spoke earlier today?
Yeah. Just got off the podium, went through what people are looking for in the new health economy. A lot of venture capital's funding here, trying to make some big decisions. A lot of innovators trying to decide which way to play it. People are thinking through what the new consumer's looking for. Mm-hmm. The big the dollars that are, really running the economy and the payer sector, the pharma sector, the medical device sector. So as the scope of HIMSS increases and we get into the other sectors, and I'll try to focus on that magic patient and the member and the consumer, the conversation gets more complex. So that was the topic of today.
Yeah, I'd love to hear. Please let us know some of your predictions.
Well, so, first of all, the sky's not falling.
Thank you. I agree. Thank you.
We got into a lot of predictions around how do you deal with the expectations of today's consumer? The expectations of really wanting to make more informed decisions, being more engaged. The economics have forced a lot of that at the table. And people have always wanted to be engaged in their most important aspect of their healthcare, particularly when it's, your health or your parents' health or your children's health. This is a kind of an important topic. But I think the options that today's institutions have around technologies that they're going to deploy are much more significant, even confusing and complex. So we talked about how the value propositions need to appeal to the consumer, and then also got onto a track about what are the board of directors of the institutions that make up the industry deciding? Where are they going to place their bets?
And
what a shock. If you're integrated into the new health economy, mm-hmm. and you're producing actionable data that creates value, or you're digitally connecting in a more efficient, effective way to the new consumer, or you're able to predict and prevent disease, if you could create value propositions in those spaces in a very pragmatic, practical, and scalable way, you're going to, see good things. There's a prediction. Radical stuff, huh?
Mind-blowing.
Yeah.
I think you're spot on, though.
Well, and that's the exciting thing about today, and that's the exciting thing about where the industry is. People are much more open today, and what's at stake isn't just our health, but for the executives that we're dealing with, the competition's huge.
Yeah.
And the move to value-based medicine, it has really created an environment where people are going for things in a very different way, and that's just for the entrepreneurial spirits out there and all the
opportunity.
Innovators. It is exciting to be here.
Yeah.
There's so much data that's been created in the last 3 years, and right now we're only tapping into 5% of that data. So lots of opportunity.
Yeah, I think that you're going to see. I started off this year. I've been working on the SGR fix for 10 years now. And I hadn't given up, but one of my first broadcasts of this show late last year was with Janet Marchabrota. I had her on as my guest, and we talked about the SGR and the probability, and we had just been in the trenches together for years and years and years trying to find a solution to the sustained growth rate. We needed to fix it. We needed Congress to act. They haven't acted. They keep kicking the can down the street. And we pontificated. We said, we just don't know if it's going to happen. And then out of nowhere, in the last 4 weeks,
yep.
I think we're going to get a bill passed. I mean, this is exciting.
Well, Janet's a great example of how to get something from an idea to some, affectionate and supportive people in the beautiful city of DC. Janet's a great example of how to navigate that, rally people into getting consensus. She's also figured out how to, you know, connect to the rest of the institutions outside of DC, because DC can do lots of interesting things with rules and regulations and new bills. But the reality is, you got to do something with that.
Right.
You got to move a value proposition forward. You've got to serve and create value that wasn't there before. As I said, Janet's always been a great supporter, a friend, and over the years doing some really good stuff. So I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, no, Janet is wonderful. I mean, the Bipartisan Policy Center is where she is, and she's able to connect and collaborate with a lot of leaders and bring in a lot of people to Capitol Hill to really bring in, that whole thought leadership component, but then also make a difference and move, legislation, regulation forward in good ways.
Well, and that's a lot around what we talked about today. Moving forward is incremental every step of the way. Every project, by the way, every case study, every deployment of a new idea, a new business model, a change in a business process, a shift in risk, and shift in how to engage better the physician community, the patients, and then learning from that moving forward and then kind of coming back in a continual loop has really served this industry well, and it will continue to do that. And that snowball is coming down the hill. It's getting bigger and bigger. It's moving faster and faster. It's a bright white color, it's just great to be part of.
Yeah, no, I think this, I agree with everything that you said, and I think the sustained growth rate, if that bill's, it's moving. I don't think anything's going to stop it at this point. Even some obstacles came up in the last couple of days on the Republican side. I think there were solutions, or at least issues were pacified. So I think that we actually may see it, and so that's just going to put your theories on steroids. I mean, I think it's going to come true. This snowball's getting bigger. The opportunity's getting greater.
That's right. Never a dull moment.
Yeah, and the use of data. I mean, we're, as you said, 5% we're using today. It's going to be, we're going to have to be using a heck of a lot more than that very quickly to navigate these new models.
So to use it, we're going to have to clean it up.
Yeah.
We're going to have to govern it. We're going to have to protect it from a security perspective. For the innovators out there, you have a huge care delivery team across the traditional boundaries of care delivery, but also the new boundaries that are being created in the retail environment and the digital environment with telehealth. Creating that data at the right moment, at the right time, it's really getting to a point where it's going to be one of the most critical skills to possess as the HIT professional of the future. And there's not enough people that know how to do that, so that means opportunity for all of us veterans.
Exactly.
It's exciting.
Yeah. No, I agree. So what are your goals over the next couple of days? I'm sure you can do some speaking and meetings, but tell me what your, next couple of days.
Just to survive.
I understand. These are 18-hour days.
I'm doing my vitamins.
Yep.
I'm going to get some sleep.
I actually, on the way here, I went and bought a whole handful of vitamins just so I'm prepared.
GNC, baby.
You got it.
I get the pack.
That's right.
So in short, for PwC, this is a great opportunity to further ideas, to meet, and greet and learn about what's happened in a short period of time. We also use this as an opportunity to re-educate the industry analysts, reacquaint ourselves with the executives and community. So we've got a couple of events going on, a big reception tomorrow night. Doing my fair share of speeches, and the team is deployed on a number of gatherings to share with people case studies around what's happening, because there's no shortage of work that needs to get done. So for a professional services firm, it's a great opportunity for us to kind of show off our work and move the industry forward. But it's also a great opportunity to let people know what's possible, and that's really the biggest outcome of this entire event. People walk out of here energized. They've learned about what's
very
possible.
True.
And then they take it home. And, if I would leave the listeners with one thought is,
please.
You know, look back and be reflective about where the institution is that you're representing, and pick two or three things that you can really take out of here and make a difference with. And you know, Monday, after catching up on some well-deserved rest, yeah, next weekend, you know, make some phone calls, put some meetings together, and make something happen. Because yeah, everything that every huge case study that we present today and tomorrow,
mm-hmm, yeah,
started with one thing: a decision to try.
That's right.
So try it, make it happen.
Dan, that's excellent advice. And I actually have a lot of great, I have a great respect for PwC. Intel and I started an association now 6 years ago, called the Accountable Care Community of Practice. And you guys were almost first in when we started that years ago.
And
you guys
are
great leaders in the industry. We're thankful to have you. I'm thankful to have you as my guest today. And I'm sure I will see you on the show floor.
All right. Thanks for continued support. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Dan.
All right,
take care. Garrett from PwC.
Have a great day.
You as well, my friend.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.